Okay, welcome to today's Poets Corner podcast. We have a rather long list of poets who will be sharing their work today. And we are going to start with, I believe it's Nadia. Wonderful.
This poem is called People in the Night. They appeared out of nowhere, eyes a bright blue. The moonlight rippled and the sunlight teared above their heads. Soon, small drops of silver water fell to the ground with a plish. And as soon as they appeared, they left. In their place, a puddle that went splash, splish. Whenever I was near it, I felt the moonlight ripple and the sunlight tear above my head.
Would anybody in the audience like to comment about that poem? Ailey, go ahead.
She really described it perfectly. She had an awesome voice. Mm-hmm. Everything was perfect.
Okay. Gabriel.
She made the poem very meaningful. You could also say a drop fell down into a puddle.
Yes.
And instead of that, she described it like, and she made it like, for me it sounded like a whole page.
Yeah, she used a lot of great detail. What poetic device did you hear our poet using today with great expertise? Bruno?
She used onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
And she did it really well, so you could really feel and live into the poem.
Yeah, she did. She sprinkled it throughout the entire poem. I see you showing me a connection, Ilya. What's your connection, dear?
I also wanted to say that.
Yeah. Oh, that's your I see.
Yeah, I also thought that Nadia really brought us into the poem.
Yeah, I felt like I was in the poem. Oh, Nev, yeah.
Well, it reminds me of something, and, she's read the Percy Jackson series, so she knows in Greek gods, and the god Artemis with her hunter's tribe, and she's also the god of the moon, the night, so, and, the silver ripples, sounds like that.
So it brought you there. It linked you to the text. It connected you to this Percy Jackson story that you've been reading.
I actually have a response to that.
Oh, it
was actually my inspiration.
That's amazing that a lover of the Percy Jackson series was able to connect directly to what actually did truly inspire that poem. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Nadia. Thank you. Who's next?
Poem I made was onomatopoeia, the tool I used. As I flop around watching my favorite show on TV, I hear a bang, pow, clang, and a boom. I quickly turn around to see all the commotion. It's the 4th of July!
Do we have some comments from the audience? Julia.
The words that he used actually felt like there, kind of.
You were there watching the fireworks.
He really used onomatopoeia.
Yeah, you sure did. Absolutely.
When I heard him talking, whenever he said boom, he went boom.
Mm.
He said it quickly and just sort of made you jump, and I really adored that.
He used a lot of details.
A lot of details.
He put a lot of emotion.
Mm. Okay, thank you, Monte. Wonderful. Who's our next poet? Come on up, Ivan.
Today I'm going to read a poem called Bendy, and it's an haiku. Locked up in a room, chased down by an ink demon. Get help from Boris.
Nice. Can you talk a little bit about the inspiration there? Because I think not everybody knows what inspired you to write this poem.
I was inspired by a game called Bendy and the Ink Machine, or shortly, Batim, how a couple of gamers call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I played a little bit, and yeah, I started to like it, and I started making things with it.
Okay, Bruno.
What do you do, and what type of game is it? I know it's a horror game, but what do you do?
It's a horror game, and at the start, you don't really know what you do because there's a letter and you have to find something, some kind of surprise that your old pal told you in a letter.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay, thank you so much, Ivan. I love that Ivan is using this ancient Japanese form of poetry writing, the haiku, and writing about gaming in the 21st century. I think that's super rad, and I love that you're putting your own spin on it. Who is our next poet?
Me, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
I'm gonna read a poem called Where's the Broom, number one. This is a room. It is big. But where's the broom? I just made a mess. I hope there are tissues to make the mess be less. Where is the broom? We need to get one. Wait, why do we have flowers that don't bloom? I'm pretty sure it's spring. Please, the flowers start to bloom. Why is there a ring? I'm confused. And where's the broom? This mess is going to stay here forever. Then, maybe there's a small broom, but what should we use to zoo? Where's the broom?
Hey, what are we thinking about that one? Emmett.
That you kept repeating broom and boom.
Yeah, so the poetic device there is not just rhyme. Excuse me, it's also repetition. Wonderful. Calling people, go ahead.
I'm Nadia.
I really like how you made the poem funny. I think most kids and most people, like, if they're like listening to something or they want to hear something, it's probably something that's funny. And I like how you might have not realized it, but did it.
Gabriel? I actually liked, like, you might have not realized it, but you had alliteration in it as well. Like, some words were alliterated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in my head, I thought, so you used three types of ways, repetition, rhyme, and alliteration.
Great observation, Gabriel. Wonderful. I think Nev has her hand up as well.
I like how that it starts with a little problem that you have a mess, and then mm-hmm. broom, and then you get confused, like, it's spring, why aren't the flowers blooming, and like, why, and it's really funny. Sidoni?
I like how you had a rhythm.
Yeah, she did have a rhythm. Sidoni, that's an amazing observation. I really felt like I was bouncing along on every part of her poem. I really liked it. That was great, Julia. Thank you so much. Who is our next poet? Who's our next poet on our list? Come on up. Okay, you'll have to wait because everybody else is ready, okay? So you'll have to look for yours and we'll move you to the bottom. Who is next? Come on up, Ella.
Is my teacher secretly Wonder Woman?
Oh.
I think my teacher might secretly be the Wonder Woman we all see. She's fast, strong, and passionate, and cares lots about us, too. Sometimes she has to go, but where? Who knows? Is she saving lives? If then, what should I do?
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Get back up here. Get back up here. We want to talk about your poem.
Sounds a lot like Miss Lindsay.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, talk about this poem.
What were you inspired by?
Miss Lindsay.
What else?
I actually agree that you think that Miss Lindsay might be Wonder Woman.
I really like the way that you told a story, and I think I'm inspired by your work to have everybody do a poem tomorrow in the form of a portrait, because I feel like you were painting the picture of somebody for us using your poetic words, and I feel like that would be a really neat way. You know how every month we do our self-portrait? I think we should do our self-portrait this month using poetry. So thank you, Ella. Your writing has inspired me, and that was a lovely poem and a lovely tribute. Thank you very much, Ella. You're wonderful. Hey, Daniel, come on up now that you've got exactly what you need.
I will just say this poem is kind of short. I'm the same. And this poem is called, Poof. In the water, splish, splash, dreaming in peace, poof, the dream is gone.
Ooh. That was quite deep.
Yeah.
That was quite deep. I felt like there were some layers to that poem. I felt like I was going to be hearing about one thing, and then, just like you said, poof, it ended up being something else. Gabriel.
Like, same as you, but I like that you used the
You're doing great.
Onomatopoeia.
Yeah, you said it.
And that, and I loved it because you used it a lot, like two or three words I heard were using onomatopoeia. So, and I loved how you described the whole poem with it.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think Leo has a comment.
Yeah. I like how you used poop at the beginning and ended with the same word, the poem.
Wonderful. Thank you, Daniel. Okay, who is our next poet up at Poet's Corner? Oh, it's my friend Sophia.
I'm going to be reading my poem called My Wildest Dreams. In my first dream, there was an evil ivy queen. In my second dream, there was a ghost yelling at me. In my third dream, there was a massive bear about to eat a kid. In my fourth dream, there was a light shining at thee. In my fifth dream, there was a fish swimming in the sea. In my sixth dream, there was a pink bird flying freely. In my seventh dream, there was a man who couldn't see. In my eighth dream, there was self-drinking tea. In my ninth dream, there was a shark staring at the self-drinking tea. In my 10th dream, it was just me.
Hey guys, what do you think about that? Ella.
I like how it's like, how it's like in my first dream, this happened,
yeah.
And it's always rhyming too.
And there was chronology going on there. 1, 2, 3. We're sort of like moving down a timeline, and I really like that. I don't think anybody else has done that yet, Sophia, so that was a really great way of creating an entire story inside the poem. That was awesome. Kaisa.
I feel like Daniel's poem was like the beginning of Sophia's poem.
Oh, interesting. I like that connection.
Or the end.
Ooh, nice, Bruno.
Or like if you split it in half, you could put one half in the beginning and one half in the end, and it would be a really
I story. Love how you guys are thinking so deeply about two different poems.
But this is still a really awesome poem.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I agree with you. Monte.
Like, I love how she did it. She made her own. Like, she didn't, like, make it on someone else's.
Mm-hmm. Do you mean it was in the first person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't just about some guy named Mike or someone else.
Okay.
It was, like, from her point of view.
Yeah. Yes, point of view is so important. Thank you for bringing that up as well. Wow, you guys are really on top of your literary language today. I'm very impressed. Leo?
I think Sophia did a really great job of telling the story that would take maybe some days.
Mm-hmm.
She made it so short. It's not like the Iliad from...
Homer's Iliad.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it takes days and days and days to get through a telling of a poem. Yes, you are not Homer's Iliad. You are Sophia's dream poem. Nev, and then we'll move on.
Hey,
I really like how everybody can relate, because dreams are always wild, and you always might have somebody in it, and then the next day you just have yourself. So I like how it just ends with just yourself in the dream.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you, Sophia.
Hey, who is our next poet?
Come on up here.
This is called How Things Are. Wind swirls into a breathtaking hurricane. Singers sing to the happiness and sadness of their own sparkle. Builders build to see the beat in people's heart when they see their new house. This is how I know things. When mistaken, out of place, nobody feels that shine in the old world. This is how things are.
Wow, what a free verse that was. Sidoni.
I like how she repeated.
Repetition is such an important poetic device. Speaking of Homer, right? That's what Homer was all about. Wonderful connection there. Yeah, go ahead.
I think Nev had many pieces in one story.
Yes.
She was telling about the house, and then after that about something else.
Mm-hmm.
I just really like how meaningful and deep that is.
Mm-hmm.
Most poems are about happy things, but this poem was more about the way things actually are, not everything's happy.
That's a very, very profound thought. You're right, not everything is happy. Very good, very good observation. Thank you so much, Nev. Thank you. Do we have any poets left? Sidoni.
This poem is called Water is Important. Water is the most important thing in life. More important than anything else. Well, we know that food is important also, but water helps us survive. Just think about if we didn't have water, how would we live?
Okay. So what poetic device did we hear Sidoni using there? Bruno.
Free verse?
That's the type of poem she was writing. Absolutely, it was a free verse. Yep.
Some repetition.
Yes. With what word?
Water.
Water, water, water.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really helped us understand the poet's message, which I think is that water is really important. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great work, Sidoni. Thank you so much. Who do we have remaining? Leo, come on up here.
My poem is named Sound. I hear some cracks, I hear some flatters. I hear something zip-zapping in my room, and some gurgles. It's a pom-pons.
Wow, you really liked that lesson on onomatopoeia, didn't you, Leo? Yeah? You're really making it come to life. I felt like I was looking at a comic book as I was listening to your poem. Anybody else want to comment on Leo's poem? Monte.
He had so many words that would explain the story in, a story shape.
Mm. I think you put a lot of noises in there, right? And the title was Sound. Yeah. Okay, who do we have left?
Hi. Hi. So I'm going to read a poem that's called Hi. Hi is just a word, but it could make someone's day. Hi could be the start of a new friendship. Hi is almost always okay to say. Hi can calm someone down. Well, at least my dog. So, hi.
Oh, I really like that poem. What do you want to say about that poem? Gabe?
I like that she started with hi and then ended with hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
There's almost a symmetry, right? Yeah. We were talking about symmetry in math today. There's kind of a symmetry to that poem. Nadia?
I noticed that she used repetition of the word hi. She said hi pretty much every single line at least two or three times.
Yeah, absolutely. Leo?
I like how Kaiser brought the dog in.
Yeah.
In Dan's poetry. She was talking about Tai, and then she also told us something.
Yeah, that was quite unexpected, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Julia.
So I like how she was repeating hi, and she actually made my day happy.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. The best poems have an impact on the person reading or listening to them. Nev.
I like how it's just about a word that we never really think has a meaning,
mm-hmm.
and she kind of says it's like a start of a new friendship.
Yeah.
So that's cool that you went deeper into just a word.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad that you pulled that out of there. Sidoni?
I like how she went really deep into the poem, even if it's just a word.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, yeah, one last comment, Monte.
I really like how it was like in the beginning someone was saying like, it sounded like someone was saying hi, like what kind of what Gabe said, like hi in the beginning and hi in the end, like it kind of sounded like hi and then the other person says hi back.
Ah, okay, like almost like a conversation or a dialogue within the poem. Wonderful, thank you, Kaisa. Wonderful. Who remains? Come on up here, Ilya. So excited to hear this.
This poem is called Drop of Water. Today in the morning, I what we were talking about, onomatopoeia,
mm-hmm.
I thought of a drop going plump, and mm-hmm. then and then I wrote a little like sentence of a poem. And now I made my poem 3 sentences.
That's great. I cannot wait to hear it.
Drop of water. The silver drop of water flew through the sky. It was beautiful. Light was reflecting on it. Soon, it went plump in the water. Right after that, little ripples went around the spot where it landed. It was so beautiful, just like life.
Whoa! From a little drop of water to the beauty of life. Ilya, you just took me on like a world journey in your 3 stanzas of a poem. Oh my goodness. Who would like to comment on this masterpiece?
Okay. You really took me into it. Like, it fell from the sky. The light reflected you.
Mm-hmm.
You really took me into the position of yourself and looking at that just fall and fall till it hit, and even the little ripples, and you really put me in a position to work.
Yeah.
So as soon as you said plump, I actually felt like I was in the poem.
And
I really like how it's just like kind of like you're there, like kind of like Julia said, because and like Monte. Because when you could just make a poem that says like a raindrop fell down, but you took it by like the ripples and you made it like you were there in slow-mo.
Wow. Okay, poets, thank you. What a wonderful poetry corner session we have just had. Any closing thoughts on what it was like using onomatopoeia today? Any closing thoughts on your favorite form so far? I mean, we've really only focused on the haiku, the concrete, the shape poem, and the free verse, but any closing comments? Nadia?
I just wanted to say congratulations for everyone being brave to come up, even though this is our first time doing a podcast of this. Usually it's just for like us,
yeah.
But this time they had they had a little bit of more pressure by doing it for the parents,
yeah.
As well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm just really excited that this many people were that brave.
Yeah, we do have a lot of brave friends, don't we? I totally agree with you. Leo.
I think we did a great job.
Yes.
For the first time using onomatopoeia.
Yes, you're right. Yes.
And I heard in most of the poems,
mm-hmm.
repetition and Sounds like crash, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. So can we just, on the count of three, just say thank you for listening? Ready? One, two, three.
Thank you for listening.
Just
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.